In Beirut, the souks in the downtown area are preparing for the reopening of numerous commercial establishments that closed their doors following the economic and financial crisis, the subsequent popular upheaval, and the devastating explosion at the port of Beirut on August 4, 2020, which caused considerable damage to shops and markets. Hopes remain focused on ending hostilities, restoring stability, and creating favorable conditions for the resumption of commercial activities. The souks of Beirut, an emblematic showcase of the capital, are preparing for a dynamic revival after more than 3 years of closure for many local and international shops. Indeed, around 144 brands and establishments are set to reopen by the end of next November. This revival is supported by incentives and exemptions granted by the souks management, aimed at revitalizing this central and historic area of Beirut. Many international luxury brands are slated to return to the souks of Beirut, with nearly 40% of new stores already reopened. These include brands such as Sister Wraps, Diesel, Socks, Tumi, True Religion, Onboard, Salute, Uncle Fluffy, Twinset, and many more. Additionally, numerous restaurants, cafes, and nightclubs like Rasputin, Crepeway, Sacrate, and OBI will join these brands in the commercial alleys of the souks. Furthermore, Azadia Group, owner of Zara and other renowned brands, has confirmed the reopening of its stores in the downtown area, with a promise to create one of the largest outlets in the Middle East. They also plan to include the famous Zara Cafe in the souks of Beirut. Other international brands such as ALO Yoga, making its debut in Lebanon, and Nike Town are also expected to open in the coming months. In another context, it appears that the reopening of the commercial streets adjacent to Nejma Square is also under discussion. Sources close to the Speaker of Parliament, Nabi Berri, have reported his support for this initiative, which will be accompanied by the lifting of security measures around the Parliament and the surrounding streets. However, this initiative will depend on the plan that the company Solidaire will develop to revitalize this area, particularly by lighting the streets at night and reopening restaurants and shops. According to the latest information gathered, this plan is currently being developed. After the successful revitalization of the Sci-Fi area due to the opening of numerous restaurants and shops and the improvement of street lighting, as well as the recent reopening of the souks of Beirut, attention is now turning to Nejma Square and its adjacent streets. Currently, the Governorate and Municipality of Beirut are providing all necessary authorizations and legal support to establishments to facilitate and expedite procedures, while investors in this area are betting on creating a conducive environment for investments so that the souks regain their former glory.